If anyone doesn't know this is my 96th birthday, it's not Father Mike's fault. I'll probably hear from China later on. Well, it is a great blessing to live this long and to be as healthy as I am. And so I am certainly grateful to God for giving me my health and for giving me life through my parents who were cooperating with God in giving life. That's what parents really do. The one chance in life they have to work a miracle of life. And they gave that chance to me. And so God used them. And so I'm certainly grateful to them too, my parents, for what they gave me, a life in this world. And my great-grandparents who came from Alsace-Lorraine to move to Indiana and to this parish. This is where my great-grandfather, John Landwehrlein, lived and worshiped in this, not exactly in this church, but almost, because the church that was built in 1880 was burnt down, but the walls are still there, and they use those walls. So in a sense, it's still the same church. So, and he was, his wife was a Rudolph, and her brother pastored here from 1879 to 1800, I guess, and built that original church. They had a wooden church here, and then they had then they built this beautiful church that burnt by the Ku Klux Klan in 1924. It was rebuilt, and that's what we have today. Well, I have deep roots here, as you can see, and so that's why I decided that I looked in the cemetery, and there's no Landwehrlein's. Because my great-grandfather sold his property. He lived where Paul Pullman is now. That was his property before he sold it, next to to Matt Settlers over there across 244. That's where he lived. 80 acres, he farmed. But then he retired and moved to Shelbyville and became a member of St. Joe's Parish. And so he's buried in St. Joe's Cemetery. So we have no Landwehrlein's out here. I looked all around. I couldn't find the Landwehrlein anywhere. I said, that's not right. So I decided I would be buried here. You can find my gravestone out there. It's all set up and ready to go. But God's not ready yet. Anyway, I don't think he is. Maybe he is. So I have deep roots. You know, 96 years is a long time. And a lot of people ask me, what's your secret, Father? What do you do? I said, I don't know. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't live. I don't have wild women around, you know. So I really can't say why I've lived so long. God's given me genes. It's from my parents, I think. I have good DNA, I suppose. And so my mother lived to be 96, 97. My dad lived to be 86. My brothers are all in their 80s. The ones who, two of them have died already. My youngest brother is 90 or 89, I think. So we've all been living a long time. So I think it's in our genes. So I can't tell you why I've lived this long. I've tried to live a good life and everything. But I can tell you one thing. I can tell you what will help us all live a real long life. In eternity. I can't guarantee you can live a long life in this world, but there is no life longer than eternity. And that's what the whole Mass is all about today. I don't know if you... I like to read the Masses on Monday to see what's coming up and to figure out what they put together. They always got something there for you to mush on and to think about in the gospel. You know, the gospel this year is about Mark. So they take a gospel of Mark, and we're going through Mark, and then they find this gospel, and then they say, what in the Old Testament kind of summarizes or emphasizes or is parallel to the gospel? And then we have the responsorial psalm. that usually gives you some indication of what the Mass is going to be about. And what was it? You remember what you sang today? You remember what that was? About a long life. It says, nothing, don't, what was it? Okay. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. That's the message. If today you hear God's voice in your life through this message here, the gospel and reading scriptures, and if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. That's the message today that we're supposed to understand. Moses in the first reading tells the people, you know, they say, don't let God talk to us anymore. We saw all that smoke on Mount Horeb and the fire and the rumblings and the voice and the thunder. So they were frightened. They said, tell God to choose somebody to speak to us. You choose somebody. You speak to us. But don't let God speak to us or we'll die. And so Moses didn't want to. Moses, you said that very well. God says, okay, I'll do that. I'm going to raise up someday a person from your people who will speak God's word to you. Listen to him. And he goes on to say, whoever will not listen to my words, which he speaks in my name, I myself will make him answer for it. I swore my anger, they shall not enter into my rest if they don't listen to me. And so the gospel is today. What is the gospel today? Jesus is that one God has raised up for us to listen to. We hear him in the Gospels. We hear him through the church. We hear him in sermons. That's the one we listen to. And they were listening to today in the Gospel. What did they say? Who is this person that speaks with such authority? And he even has power over the devils, over evil. He cured this man. And so they were very struck by it. So you see, it all works together in how God takes care and shows us exactly how we're supposed to live. Answer to the Lord. Obedience. That's one of the hardest things for us to do. To be obedient. And yet that's what it's all about. Be obedient to God. Eve didn't understand that. God says, don't eat the fruit of that tree or you're going to die. Now why didn't she believe God? Why don't we believe God? If you eat from the fruit of that tree, if you listen to the devil, he's going to lead you astray. And what happened? We have to die now. If Eve and Adam had not eaten the fruit of that tree, whatever it was, it's a mystery. We don't know exactly what the truth, but whatever that story tells us, that they didn't do what God said. And so what happened? Now we have to die. And God had to come here to save us so we could live with him forever. You know, I read something not too long ago that it really struck me. He said, we all have a false understanding of what's going to give us happiness. We just think that we know what's best for us. And so once I read this and I copied it down and it said, one basic temptation is to believe that the satisfaction of the deepest desire of our heart is totally up to us. You decide what's going to give you happiness. Isn't that what we do in this world? People choose sex. They choose drugs. They choose alcohol. They choose all kinds of things. Eve chose the apple. That's not, we say, this is good. The devil says, you do that and you'll be happy. God said, don't do that, and you won't be happy. Don't do it. And we don't listen. I like to read that again. It says, one basic temptation, for all of us, we're all alike. One basic temptation is to believe that the satisfaction of the deepest desires of our heart is totally up to us. I can decide. That's what the devil told Eve. You decide. Isn't that apple look beautiful? Yeah. Wouldn't it taste good? Yeah. Wouldn't it give you knowledge? Yeah. Well, go ahead and eat it. Yeah. No. But that's what we do. That's what leads us astray. We've got to be careful of that. Because we know that doesn't. The devil is going to always tell us lies. You know, like a little child, what God said to Eve. Eve, why did you do this? The devil tricked me.
What?
The devil tricked me like a little child. Don't let the devil trick us. That's our problem, you know. So, you know, Paul tells us, if you want to go to heaven, he says, it's the greatest thing in the world. You'll live forever. No eye has seen, the ear has not heard, it has not entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. So don't go after something else. Go for God. Be obedient to God. If you hear my voice and listen to me. Saint Basil said something one time that every year it comes around in January. I was reading in the scripture the other day again. And he really said, this is what he says about heaven. God has prepared a place for us of eternal rest as to surpass all human imagination. He's prepared for it. We can't begin to imagine the greatness of God. Now that's the long life we want. And how long is it? Forever. What does that mean? Most of us don't know. Most of us can't even understand 1,000 years. 96 years. Boy, that's a long life. That's nothing in God. That's not even an eye, a blinking of an eye. And yet we think 96 years a long time. No. 10 years? No. 50 years? None. This world is so fast. When we get to eternity, it's going to be something. I like to think, you know, can you imagine being around 1 million years ago? What was here 1 million years ago? The dinosaurs. That's all. And then, you know, before that, I don't know what was here before that, but I can tell you, 5 billion years ago, God had the Big Bang. That's when it all started. 5 billion, not million, not thousands, billion years ago. And I like to think of that and say, that's only the first day of eternity. One day of eternity. So you don't want to miss out and go to the other place. It's not good. It's not what God made us for. We were made for heaven. We were made for God. And if we serve God and listen to God, then we'll make it. One of the sufferings in purgatory, St. Faustina, her guardian angel took her through purgatory. And as she was leaving, she asked the people, what's the greatest suffering you have here in purgatory? And they all answered, longing for God. Mm. You know, in purgatory, in the next world, we don't have any distraction. There's no sports. There's no big feast days or things like that. It's all God. And if we don't have God, we don't have anything. Can you imagine being on the surface of one of the oceans in a life raft and you're dying of thirst and all around you is water, but you can't have it? What would that be like? What would that be like? You're dying of thirst. It's there, but you can't have it. That's what purgatory was. Longing for God. They want God. They have to have God. And they don't have him. They can't have him yet because they got to be purified. So today, that's the message that God wants us all to hear. That's my message to you, really. What's a long life? 96 years? That's not long. No, that's a short. The long life is heaven. Don't miss out. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.